business for over 35 years, so they know Rochester Roofs top to bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repair and emergency service for your roofing needs. Call John at top to bottom today, 338-9865. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
Well, earlier today we were at Niblack Foods.
Yes.
And they always have new products, whether it's local products. They have a lot of local products.
They
which
sure
is very
do.
Cool.
Yeah.
But they also have new spice blends and things that they come out with from time to time. So when we were there, they had this new, a whole new display of cotton candy.
Yeah.
Locally made gourmet cotton candy.
You don't very often see cotton candy on the shelf anywhere.
You don't. But this is called Falanga's Gourmet Cotton Candy.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked up, and these are like wild flavors.
They
really
are.
Like pretty crazy. I've never seen cotton candy in these flavors before. So we picked up two bags.
Yeah.
Your choice was?
Pickle. I got the pickle cotton candy.
Pickle cotton candy. And then I chose the hot chili.
Yeah.
And just a little bit ago on Facebook Live, we tested them out. We tried them
Ripped
out.
Into
so
them.
If you would like to see us try those flavors. You can go check out our Facebook page, Legends 1027 Facebook page.
One of them has a lot more flavor than I anticipated it having.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. So anyways, I was inspired by all of that today to talk about cotton candy for the Wiki Corner.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So several sources track the origin of cotton candy to a form of spun sugar found in Europe in the 19th century. At that time, spun sugar was an expensive, labor-intensive endeavor and was not generally available to the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Others suggest versions of spun sugar originated in Italy as early as the 15th century. So versions of cotton candy have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Okay.
Machine-spun cotton candy was invented in 1897 by a dentist.
What?
Of all
no,
people,
a dentist,
yes, named William Morrison, and a confectioner named John Wharton. Their electric cotton candy machine consisted of a metal bowl containing a central spinning head filled with sugar crystals and perforated with minuscule holes. Their creation worked much like modern candy machines do today. At the top of the head, a heater melts the sugar, reducing it to syrup. At the same time, centrifugal force generated by the spinning head forces the liquid sugar through all those tiny holes. As the syrup sprays through the holes, it solidifies almost instantly into long, skinny strands just 2/1000ths of an inch in diameter.
Wow. You know,
somebody measured that.
I'll be honest with you. I've you know, you go to Seabreeze or something like that. You see the person whipping it around. Every time I stop and I stare at it because I don't know what's happening.
I know. It's amazing.
It looks like magic right in front of my eyes.
It kind of is, right?
But that's what's happening?
But that is, yeah.
It sounds very complex.
Yeah. So it was first introduced to a wide audience at the 1904 World's Fair.
Man,
yeah.
What did we do before World's
Fair? I just don't know. And it was known as fairy floss.
Oh,
that's what it was first known as.
Cute. Yeah.
And it sold with great success. They sold 68,655 boxes at 25 cents per box.
It's very precise.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very
pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Joseph Lasco, a dentist from New Orleans, invented a similar cotton candy machine in 1921. Another dentist.
Oh, what is dentist?
Drumming
up work.
His patent named the sweet confection cotton candy, which eventually overtook the name fairy floss, although it's still called that in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't heard about it yet. They're so far away.
Yeah. In the 1970s, an automatic cotton candy machine was created, which made the product and packaged it, making it easier to produce at carnivals and other events requiring more portable production.
Yeah.
Modern machines for commercial use can hold up to 3 pounds of sugar and have storage for extra flavors with bowls that spin at 3,450 revolutions per minute.
That's a lot. So you say extra flavors, but I've never heard of flavors like pickle.
No.
And
they had, I don't know, probably 10, 12 flavors there. Yeah, a bunch of different flavors.
I have my list
there,
too. I'll go over at the end, yeah.
So originally, cotton candy was just white, didn't have any flavors. But in the U.S., cotton candy is available in a wide variety of flavors, but two flavor blend colors predominate, and that is
blue raspberry,
pink vanilla.
Pink vanilla.
Both originally formulated by the Gold Medal brand, which manufactures nearly all commercial cotton candy machines today.
Oh. Don't they make sugar, too, Gold Medal?
Yeah, I think it's different.
It's different.
Maybe. I don't know.
Two Gold Medals, Sarah.
I don't know.
There can only be one.
A sugar company making cotton candy machines, too? I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it would. Perfect sense.
So the sale of blue cotton candy at fairgrounds in the 1950s is one of the first documented instances of blue raspberry flavoring in America.
Oh my, I've always wondered, where did blue raspberry begin?
Well, the flavor and color don't derive from any species of raspberry. So there's like not actually a blue raspberry that exists anywhere, in case you thought that was, it was an all natural flavor. It is not.
Even I did not think
it is not.
True,
right. The blue color was originally used to differentiate the raspberry flavored foods from cherry, watermelon, and strawberry. Because
all the red
ones are all red. Yeah. Right. So they had to do something. So they picked blue.
Blue raspberry, yeah.
Now, today, Tootsie Roll Industries is the world's largest cotton candy manufacturer.
That's right.
Yeah. In the U.S., National Cotton Candy Day, mark your calendars, is celebrated on December 7th.
What a week. What, December 7th? Why would.
I don't know.
It seems like it would be a summer thing, doesn't it?
It does. It's not. Yeah. Now, it's known by different names in different countries around the world. In the U.K., India, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka, it's called Candy Floss.
Candy Floss, yeah.
Like I said, it's Fairy Floss in Australia.
Yeah.
It's known as Daddy's Beard in France, which is just a terrible name.
Gross.
Girls' Hair in the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia.
Not
and
much better.
Girls' Yarn in Egypt.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
It's like cotton candy. I like
Please.
That better.
You picked out a record to go along with cotton candy, did you, Sarah?
Well, yeah. We're going to play a song called Cotton Candy by Al Hurt.
Well, how could you not? Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Al Hertz and Cotton Candy. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play my new favorite record?
Well, because we were talking about cotton candy.
Yes.
Because we tried some pretty interesting cotton candy from Niblack Foods.
We did. Today. A couple of weird flavors. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Spun sugar may date back to the 15th century.
The first electric cotton candy machine was invented by a dentist.
And today, Tootsie Roll Industries is the world's largest cotton candy manufacturer.
There you go.
I did not know they made more than Tootsie Rolls. So
no, they branched out.
Apparently.
Maybe they couldn't run an entire company just on Tootsie Rolls.
I mean.
So I did take copious notes, you see here, while we were in Niblack today.
You did.
So some of the flavors they have of the cotton candy, if you're interested, chocolate-covered cherry.
That one sounded kind of good. That was
right?
My second choice.
Eggnog. That'd be good in season. Gingerbread cookie. There's our pickle. Wasabi. Apple cider.
Wasabi.
Yeah.
Would be, do you think wasabi would be spicier than the hot chili?
I don't know, but I bet it's got some kick to it. Coffee, hot chili, that's one you had over there. Maple, coffee, loganberry, and root beer float. Root beer float sounds like that'd be good. Anyway, you get all those at Niblack Foods, $5 a bag, and they're densely packed.
They are. It's a lot of cotton candy.
And delicious. Folks want to learn more about cotton candy. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Yes.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Everything you post about every
day. And go to Facebook. That was rude, but go to Facebook.
No, I wasn't making fun. I was repeating.
Okay, sure. But you can go to our Facebook page and you can see us trying these flavors.
Yeah. Our honest reactions. Mm-hmm. The kids love reaction videos on social media. That's what we're doing.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
We're reacting.
I didn't know that.
To the cotton candy.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's keep doing it.
All right, we will. Thank you, Sarah. Come back tomorrow with you 4:10.
Yes.
Fresh episode. And you're always welcome to bring snacks when you come. Club Nouveau, Alicia Bridges, and the legendary Drive at 5 in our future, plus traffic with Ed Smith next.